Country Club FM.
You know, it's not very often that your Thursday is like your Monday and your Friday, Neil. You're pulling off something that very few can pull off.
Right.
Most people just take the whole week off, but your dedication to the show to at least come in here one day, mm-hmm. just to kind of take the burden off of me, Neil. I mean, I can't show enough appreciation.
I know you're tickled.
Exactly. So we do have a Bob Almanac salute here today.
Would the doctor care for a brandy before retiring?
No. Thank you.
Some warm milk, perhaps?
No, thank you very much. No thanks.
Ovaltine.
I don't think he wants anything.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Thank you.
Frankenstein.
I'm a little tired.
Frau Blücher. Yeah, and then the horses would always neigh and charge and rise up whenever they said her name. Cloris Leachman passed away, got word of that yesterday. Natural causes, she was 94. Of course, she was also on Mary Tyler Moore.
Just the other day, I was reading this wonderful book called The Life of the Bee. Maybe you read it. Did you know the male bee is nothing but the slave of the queen? And once the male bee, has serviced the queen, the male dies. All in all, not a bad system.
She was Phyllis, and of course her husband was Lars.
Yeah.
Cloris Leachman, the first bit was from Young Frankenstein.
So good.
And then she was also more recently on, she's very good on Raising Hope as well. She
very
passed
talented
away
lady.
In San Diego. She was 94. Today, Thursday, January 28th, 28th day of the year, 337 remaining. This was the date that King Henry VIII, he died.
Whoa.
On this date, and his 9-year-old son, Edward VI. You think it would have been Henry IX, but it was Edward
right.
VI. 9-year-old. How would you like to be a 9-year-old and running the country? You're the monarch. You could do whatever you want, have whatever you want at 9. Think about that. Like 4th grade.
Open checkbook.
If you wanted anything.
That'd be nice.
1887, there was a snowstorm in Fort Keogh, Montana. You're going to Wyoming. This is Montana. The world's largest snowflakes. How would you like if a medium-sized deep dish was falling at you from the sky? That's pretty much what the size of these snowflakes were. The largest snowflakes ever recorded, 15 inches wide, 8 inches thick.
Wow. 4 or 5 of those, and you have to shovel your driveway.
1960, NFL announced. This is a big day for Minnesota sports. The NFL announces you're getting an NFL franchise.
Ooh.
The Minnesota Vikings would start up in 1961.
Huge.
Vikings are going to get an AFL, and I think Max Winter said, no, we want NFL. They're basically using the AFL franchise for leverage, and they got what they wanted. They got the Minnesota Vikings. And then later on that year, 1960, we'd get the Twins. It was a nice year.
That was a big, big deal.
1960. 73. What time is it?
It sounds like TV theme time to me.
And it is. And it's Barnaby Jones, a Quinn Martin production. And if you wanted quality TV in the 70s, it better be a Quinn Martin production, right?
Barnaby Jones, starring Buddy Ebsen. Also starring Lee Meriwether.
Ooh. Tonight's episode, Barnaby Breaks a Hip. 8 seasons on television for Barnaby Jones.
That's Are you kidding?
That's
that
one of the,
that long?
That's one of the great, I remember, that theme is implanted in my brain. I can just remember seeing that as a kid. It might have come on at 9 o'clock our time and it was time to go to bed or something. Because I don't remember watching a lot of the episodes. I just remember that theme.
The theme song.
That theme was a big deal.
I watched quite a few of them.
Same day, Minnesota hockey legend from War Road, Henry Boucher, playing for the Detroit Red Wings, scored 6 seconds into a game against Montreal, the state, 1973. That would be 2 years.
That's impressive.
Very impressive. He was a very good player. He had the headband and everything. He is a hockey legend here in Minnesota. And then it was 2 years ago after he'd been traded to the North Stars that he got hit in the head with a stick.
Right in
Some
the
guy
eye.
From the Bruins at Met Center, I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was at Met Center. Yeah, he got it in the eye and was never the same and had to, basically, that ended his career.
Yeah, it cost him that eye.
I've chatted with him a couple of times.
Yeah.
And,
he was my color guy, color announcer for the state tournament in 1990.
Were you on Kano? Were you doing games on Kano?
No,
what
I
was
wasn't.
It on? Were you up coming from Warwick?
1989, actually. Okay. It would have been still KRWB.
But he's from War Road,
yeah,
and your station was from Roseau. How did you guys work that out?
They had no War Road station, so we split time.
Ah,
we did Roseau and War Road.
That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, it would have been fun to work with him.
Absolutely.
So that was this date, 1973. And 76, more sports notes here. The Minnesota Kicks get their name. The Minnesota franchise had been purchased from Denver. The Denver Dynamos became the Minnesota Kicks this date in 1976. Never had a chance to go out there.
Oh, yeah. I watched several.
Five years, maybe?
5 years, yeah.
Was maybe that almost to 1981, maybe 1980, 79 yeah. or 80. Then they had the indoor team. Then the Strikers came here.
Yeah.
I really liked the indoor game. I never went to any of them, but I used to watch them. I thought the indoor soccer was...
Yeah,
I was almost drawn more to that than the full field size soccer.
A little more scoring opportunity.
A little more action.
Yeah.
You know, something going on. I loved how they put the net inside of the boards, you know, the net, it didn't stick out like it does in regular play or even in hockey. It was actually flush with the end boards.
Right.
At your hockey arena for indoor soccer. 1978, Ted Nugent autographed a man's arm with a Bowie knife.
Wow.
You know, Ted Nugent is all about the right to bear arms. He also is about the right to etch into somebody's arm your name. He etched his name. He autographed with a Bowie knife. I'm sure that guy, if he's still around, has a scar and to tell a story about, huh? He was the Motor City Madman. But this guy might have been even more mad.
Oh,
who's more mad, the guy who asked for it or the guy who actually did it?
Yeah.
Ted Nugent, 1978. Another special day in television, 1978.
Hello there. The Doobie Brothers room, please. And I'll speak with any Doobie who do be in.
Oh, man. The Doobie Brothers on What's Happening. Epic day in television this date, 78.
Hello there. I be Roger Thomas. Which doobie you be?
Oh, Raj. Way to go, Raj. And Dee, of course, is just shaking her head. This was an important show because I learned the pitfalls and the dangers of bootlegging.
Really?
Yes, because that's how they got in. They wanted tickets to go see the Doobie Brothers. The only way that Raj, Dwayne, and Rerun could get in if they agreed to bootleg the concert. And there's Rerun. He's got the tape recorder in his rather large trench coat, and he starts jumping around as Rerun likes to do. He likes to dance. Dancing to maybe I don't know what it was. Was it
China Grove?
It might have been China Grove. That would have been the one that I'd be dancing to. Uh-huh. And he started jumping around. The tape player crashed to the ground, and the gig was up. But they let him off with a warning, Neil.
Well, they got lucky.
It was. So that was this date in 78 and 85. Let's fast forward.
Number one, I'd like to just let everybody know that the names down here are for solos. We're going to do the ensembles first and to get all the stacking and all that carpentry out of the way.
So if it's too high for anybody, they can just rest on this stack and it will come back and put it away.
That's okay. Quincy Jones. He's talking to guys like Kenny Rogers, Steve Perry, Dionne Warwick, Michael Jackson. That great musical legend, Dan Aykroyd.
Sure.
It was We Are the World. They recorded that on this date, U.S. for Africa. The recording session resulted in the song, became one of the biggest sellers in music history. Waylon was there, and then he wasn't there. He wasn't happy with how things were going. They didn't invite Prince either. That was in 85. How about 86?
Looks like a couple of the solid rocket boosters blew away from the side of the shuttle in an explosion.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
Major malfunction this date. The O-ring, because of cold weather, failed. Explosion, 7 astronauts dead, including Krista McAuliffe, who was a citizen astronaut, if you will, teacher that was going up with that Challenger 86. Anybody who was alive at that time and can remember remembers where they were when they heard it.
Boy, that was sad.
And, you know, yesterday we had the anniversary of Apollo 1 from 1967. And here it was one day later, 1986, the space shuttle Challenger exploded. Let's move ahead to 1991.
And tonight she's back for her very first public performance. Ladies and gentlemen, the American Music Awards, welcome back with love, Gloria Estefan.
So this was the first live performance for Gloria Estefan. I've always liked Estefan, but John Bon Jovi went with Estefan.
Mm-hmm.
American Music Awards, L.A. She had injured.
Good.
Yeah, she injured her back in that bus accident.
Yes.
And right now she's getting a standing ovation. She would go on to perform, and I gotta be honest. I gotta confirm here. The rhythm did get me. When she performed, so that
was
a big
great.
Day in 1991.
With
and
the
then
Miami Sound Machine.
5 years ago.
But after decades of dominating the doll world and just weeks short of her 57th birthday, Barbie's getting a makeover.
We were hearing that, you know, many thought that Barbie was out of touch.
As a typically white doll with unrealistic proportions, some parents thought Barbie was sending the wrong message about beauty.
Barbie got a makeover this date, Mattel, 2016. They also decided to give G.I. Joe a beer belly on the same day. He got a makeover as well,
sure.
2016. And we're going to move on to birthdays now today.
When I got into this war, I had a very clear understanding with the Pentagon. No guns. I'll carry your books. I'll carry a torch. I'll carry a tune. I'll carry on, carry over, carry forward, carry Grant, cash and carry. Carry me back to old Virginia. I'll even Harry carry if you show me how, but I will not carry a gun.
Hawkeye Pierce.
As only he could do it.
Yeah, and he is my Hawkeye. I know Donald Sutherland played him in the movie, but yeah. I tell you what, Alan Alden will always be my Hawkeye.
I'm with you.
Alan Alda, great actor, funny guy, deadpan kind of delivery.
He's still with us.
His way he used to pick at Frank Burns.
Choice.
It was very good.
Yeah.
85. Neil, you've been called a Mikhail Baryshnikov. You've been called a Baryshnikov before. I think that
something.
That name came to mind that time you were dancing on Fox 9.
Sure did.
You were doing that Friday dance-off. I go, right. That's a Baryshnikov right there. 73 today.
She outgrew brass buckles on her shoes. By 12, she was spilling out her jeans. With a mind young and wild and a body that the devil styled. She could make a man do anything.
So you had to have a crush on Barbie Benton back in the 70s.
You know it.
She went from the Playboy Mansion to Hee-Haw. There aren't many people that can do that.
Right. She had some chops.
She was very vast. She was an actress, a model, a singer. This was her big country hit called Brass Buckles.
She outgrew brass buckles on her shoes. By 12 she was filling out her jeans. With a mind young and
she's 71. Barbie Benton. Neil, what do you think of that?
She's 71. Still rocking it at
our
71.
Our Cypress Hill rapper, our rapper of the day, Cypress Hill, DJ Muggs.
Oh, boy.
Insane in the Membrane, 53 today. Sarah McLachlan.
And I will remember you.
She can sing, too, this Sarah McLachlan gal.
Very, very smooth. Very good.
She's 53. You know, I thought that when the Vikings had this guy, I thought they had found their quarterback for 15 years.
This is for the win for all intents and purposes. The play clock running. Culpepper making an audible. Drops the ball, picks it up. He's going to go in for it, and he make it. Dante Culpepper gets two, and the
that guy was a tank. Remember when he would run and run linebackers over as a quarterback?
Yeah, he was a freight train.
Yeah, he put up some big numbers and had some good seasons. Then he hurt his knee. I want to say it was at Cincinnati, maybe the 2005 season. What year was that? It was something like that. I wasn't living here at the time. I remember following along and listening or watching or something, and found out that he had hurt his knee, and it was unfortunate. Dante Culpepper here today is 44. We have a member of both the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC on our list today, Joey Fatone. One of the better known NSYNCers. Justin Timberlake, probably the best known. Then you got your Lance Bass, and then Joey Fatone. Joey's gone on and done hosting a lot of TV stuff and personality stuff.
Sure.
He's the one with the beard, Neil. You know what I'm talking about, Joey Fatone?
No. Not really, no.
He's 44. And then from the Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter.
But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart.
He's got the Brad Taylor haircut. Brad Taylor from Home Improvement. One of Tim Allen's kids on
sure,
the show.
Oh yeah.
The oldest one had that blonde hair kind of thing over to the side. I don't know what you call it. So Nick Carter is 41, and you're a Frodo guy.
We are Hobbits of the Shire. Frodo Baggins is my name, and this is Samwise Gamgee.
Your bodyguard?
It's Gardner.
They were a good pair, Samwise and Frodo. You're a big fan of The Hobbits and The Lord of the Rings. Only like 5 billion people saw that movie. Neil didn't,
right,
though, but that's
no.
All right. It probably was too long for you,
yeah.
Too much fantasy,
no, right.
And not enough gratuitous,
right.
You know, mm-hmm. Enamory.
Right.
I don't even know if that's a word. I just made it up.
But
Elijah,
I know where you're going.
Elijah Wood. Not enough love scenes. That's it. That's what I was going with. Elijah Wood, who was Frodo Baggins, is 40 today.
Alex Swoopy. I really need to focus. There is a 16-year-old science prodigy studying cancer research at Johns Hopkins. 16! What am I doing? I'm eating cake!
No, no, no.
She was the middle daughter, the middle child of the Dunphys on Modern Family. Ariel Winter, 23. Happy birthday today.
Gone but not forgotten explorer Sir Henry Morton Stanley was born on this day, 1841. He is the man who searched for and ultimately found the missionary David Livingstone. That was 1841. Automotive pioneer Charles Chuck Nash. He was co-founder of the Buick Motor Company, and he was born on this day, and the year was 1864.
Didn't he have a big hit with I Can See Clearly?
Different Nash,
oh,
but yes.
That's a shame.
Yeah. The infamous Birdman of Alcatraz was Robert Franklin Stroud, born on this day, 1890. He was Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
He was good, and we lost him very young. And today is his birthday. It's also the day that he passed away in 1973. He was just 63 years old. Sergeant Schultz, one of the classics. He was born on this day, 1910. And what about, let's hear a little licorice stick here this morning. This is Sir Acker Bilk.
We always called him Mr. Acker Bilk. We had this album, Stranger on the Shore album, and it was Mr. Ackerbilt. That's how he was billed, because I think his wife went out and also did an album, and she was Mrs. Ackerbilt,
oh,
so they had
so
to put Mr. on there, yeah.
Acker? There's not enough guys named Acker.
Or Frodo.
I was
convinced that when those movies were out that the number of Frodo boys named Frodo would just explode. Never
really,
happened.
No, it hasn't really caught up. Composer, band leader, Acker Bilk, born on this day, 1929, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start your one and only Bobathon this week with Clay Walker, What's It to You, Phil Vassar in A Real Love, or Ricky Skaggs, He's Heartbroke?
I'm going to go with Phil Vassar.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KBGY.